Okay, we're up to Shema Yisrael. Correct? Last paragraph on the second column, on page Reish Lamed. Okay, we were... Basically, what we learned last time is the background or the obligation of Kriya Shema and the different opinions as to how much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa and how much is do we just stand on our Midrabana. Yisab and Medrash... Ari talks about the importance of Kriya Shema, Isa B'Medrash. Truth is, all you have to say is that from the whole davening, that's the Daraisa. There's something you have to say, then it's Kriya Shema. That's the obligation. Anyway, Isa B'Medrash, Yitzichon Yizoyer B'Kriya Shema, Neishi Shekula Keneged Kol HaKarbonais. You hear this? Kriya Shema Shokol, what does that have to do with Karbonais? Huh? Kriya Shema has to do with Karbonais? Let's see what he says. Habir B'Zeh. Shinya karbana is, what is the end of a carbon? Shabemis hoya adam tsarach lahakri vesatzme lakadish baruchu. Really, a person has to give himself over to Hashem. Vamra atayra yavi karbin viyagish eze balchai kitshura lakadish baruchu. Let the human being, who should be offered as a carbon, come and offer something in his place, vitichoshev hatemura ha'ila lafan of yizbarakilu hikri vesatzme. It's as if he was makriv himself. The carbon, in a certain sense, is as if a person is makriv himself. Maybe as a tmura, he doesn't bring an exchange for himself. He's makabel on himself and saying kriyashma, the yoke of heaven. Vishma hu rashite vishel oil machus shamayim. Shin Mem Ayin stands, I guess, backwards for Oil Machu Shemayim. Umeidia Machishu Muchan Umizum and Limsar Kol Shlei Muschayev Lakadish Baruch Hu. In Shema, a person declares that he's ready to give himself over to God. Harry Kabbalazu Oilu Yosim Mikola Karbanis. So in a sense, it's more than the Karbanis, at least in the Kavana that a person has to have. As you know, now when a person says Kriyash by the Kavana that a person says when he accepts himself on himself, Hashem Lakeinu Hashem Echad, is the Kabbalah that a person is willing to give his life for his belief, for believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Rabbi Kiva Udis Petira.
So that's what it means when it means Tzarech L'Hakir Esatz V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. He has to give himself,
offer himself. L'Hakir, I mean, he offers himself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he doesn't throw himself into a fire but thank God he's not in that situation. But the dedication is a devotion
for the belief in
Hashem Baruch Hu. Yeah, is the devotion that a person would be willing to give his life in order to yeah.
And it's about time it settled, cotton.
Yeah, what?
The dinner, I think. No,
Melamelam. So established, okay. So the Gemara says by Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yom Hayasim Yisik Itzavos Exactly. Okay, ubezayar chadash, Amar Reb Nechemia, Amar Reb Nehiroi, asvasa lebarnash b'hai alma, a medicine for human beings in this world, b'chol yayim, a daily medication. Mandekara kriyashma al tikuneha. Somebody who says kriyashma properly, it's a medicine for him. Adkan. B'hainu, shem yesh lo adm chas v'shalom, eze ninduk safik b'emunasai, b'mitas yitzi mitzias Hashem. If a person has sveikus in his belief, or any hesitation in his belief in Matan Torah, a fool is he kriyashma. Lechazek hebetrai, to be mechazek, the loyalty. What does it say in parentheses?
It's right, like a you know.
Yeah, but parentheses. So let us...
Battery.
Oh, it's battery. Not betray. Battery.
Battery.
He refills his battery. What? He recharges his battery. Shalay yichalish, that he should not weaken. Behind all the benafsha, you say this emuna. Shalay yimadu karsulav. That is, his knees shouldn't weaken. It's interesting. Jews have sometimes found it easier to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a guy threatened his life than when a guy offered him his hand. It's somehow more in our bones. In the the Abalim Hashava who write that the Kayach Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael comes from Avraham Avinu. That somehow it's in the DNA of a Yid that comes from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu offered his son. We find in the Gemara in Gittin that the woman who gave up seven sons, she said, Avraham Avinu, big deal, you gave up one, I gave up seven. And at least the way it's explained is that she was connecting to Avraham Avinu, that connection. So at any rate, that Kriya Shema is supposed to be called a segula, or a moment of devotion, where a person senses his neshama senses his connection back to Hashem. Well, Mamshech HaZayra Kaddish, and the Zayra goes on. It says the following: V'amar Reb Neirai, with Kriya Shema Yesh Remach Tevais. Kriya Shema has 248 words. Kaminya Remach Evarim, which is equal to the number of limbs of a person. Shalom Adam. V'kir Kriya Shema Kritikuna. A person says Kriya Shema properly, every aver gets its word, and it heals it. And this is refers to he le. I'm not sure what that word is. Le sharech, I think it's lashav she'er. Refuel be to your flesh. V'shikui la'atzmei secha. And something that gives a freshness to your bones.
Isn't the teva a letter?
What?
A teva is a letter.
No? Ois is a letter and teva is a word.
Is a word.
So v'chein yisa v'medrash tachuma ramani loyte kriyashma kala be'inecha al av she'im ba teirech v'lo yitzas mamin. Even though it's an easy mitzvah, it's not a bother, it doesn't cost money. It has in it 248 words. Biyachad involved tevis shabar shein kveim alchusay loylam voel. Kaminyan evarim shaba adam, equal to the limbs of a person. Amar kadosh baruch hu. Mishamarta eshali likra kriya shema kitikuna ani yeshvar eshocha. So kriya shema is a schus for refuah for the body. V'im yishal hashayil shalei emi kriya shema ala reishmem hei tevis. Now, if you're going to ask, I don't know anybody who actually counted it, but only 245. He repeats all three. Now, by us, by Ashkenazim, the Chazan says Hashem Lekechem Emes, and then he repeats Hashem Lekechem Emes. I saw, I think by the Sfaradim, that they don't say the word Emes twice. I'm not sure why. They say Ani Hashem Lekeichem, and then the Chazan says Ani Hashem Lekeichem, and he says Ani Hashem Lekeichem Emes. By us, the Minhag is to say the word Emes twice, also as a connection. Later, he's going to explain the connection. But okay, be that as it may, we repeat those words. V'yachid Hakar Kriya Shema, and when you be Yichidus in your like Kriya Shema, Tzarech L'Psayach B'Amiras Kel Melech Neman Rishat Tevis Amein LaHashlim HaRamach. Now obviously the idea that you just pick three words and it fills the Ramach Evarim is itself something that has a deep meaning, and whatever the meaning is, we take the meaning that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah learned into all these things, and we daven based on them. We rely sort of on the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Now, it's interesting, he brings the meaning of Frankfurt, by Kabbalah to Bashkirah, Shein Ashatz Chayza Hashem Lekechem, El Messiah Bekel Godel Emes. The Chazan doesn't repeat, it's a shame we don't have our Yeki here. The Chazan doesn't repeat Hashem Lekechem. He only repeats Emes. Hainu Shasayim Chira Aliyas Amin Shalacha Berch Sabacham Yisrael Be'ahava, the Amin of Habaycha Ba'am Yisrael Be'ahava, V'chol Yachim V'yachir HaKayre Mechaber Tevis Emes Lekriya Shema, Now, there are different customs of Klal Yisrael, is whether to answer Amen to Habaycha Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava, the connection of Berchas Kriya Shema to Kriya Shema is itself the subject of a certain amount of debate. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba that says that Berchas Kriya Shema is not a bracha on Shema. It's just a bracha which happens to appear next to Kriya Shema. If that's the case, so there's no reason not to answer Amen Harabaycha Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava. If we understand that Harabaycha Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava is the lead into Kriya Shema, the lead would be the fact that Harabaycha Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava is that we're called upon to feel God's love to us, and then to say back, V'Yahavtos Hashem Elokecha, to reciprocate with our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then there should be no Amen in between. What we do, we follow the Mishnah Berurah, and we say together with the Chazan, Abarech Ba'am Yisrael V'Yahava, and then we avoid the question of whether a person should be answering Amen. Now, somebody who neglected to do that should answer Amen, or should start the word Shema before the Chazan finishes V'Yahava, and then he avoids having to answer Amen. But otherwise, it's an issue. What's interesting and not common practice is that if Abarech Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava should not have an answer of Amen, then it would seem that Yotzer HaMa'iris also shouldn't. In other words, how do you look at Berachas Kriya Shema? It's not mistaver that the first bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema has one relationship to Shema, and the second bracha has a different relationship. If you hold that there's not supposed to be an Amen between Abarech Ba'am Yisrael B'Yahava and Shema, logically, the same thing should hold true for Yotzer HaMa'iris. Be'er Halacha mentions this, but I don't think I've never noticed anybody who was Nayeg, to not answer Amen to Yotzer HaMa'iris because of this cheshbon. Alright, so we follow whatever custom we have, and, it's all to avoid different shahs, to avoid different issues. I mentioned in the past that Mishnah Berurah says to say Shema, the whole Shema, when you go to sleep. I mentioned that the Siddurim don't have it, but the Mishnah Berurah says to say the entire Kriya Shema. And the reason he brings is this Zayar, that it's a Shmira to the Ramach Evarim, and it's all Kabbalistic. We understand when we go to sleep, we need a Shmira. To me, it seems that, you know, sleeping in bed is your safest moment. But at any rate, somehow the Neshama is detached from the Guf, and the shmira of sleeping at night would be the Kriya Shema that a person says. And that's the Mishnah Berurah's advice. And my advice is to do it that way. If you ever forgot Maariv, you at least remember Kriya Shema. You were able to say the whole Kriya Shema. So going to sleep. There are two places in the Siddur that I feel over the generations they added more and more chumris, and therefore they made the whole thing aveka patra. Nobody does it. I say nobody. One is Kriya Shema Lamita. By eating all those many pages, except for Herbie, I don't know how many people actually say the whole Kriya Shema every night. Besides you know anybody else? So I don't know. And the same thing is with Karbanis. So much was added to Karbanis over the generations that many people neglect to say Karbanis. And I mentioned in the past that there are two paragraphs which total, a grand total of 13 psukim, which are the main parts of Karbanis, which really, if that's all that's said in the Siddur, I think people would say it. So, okay. Let that be as it is.
Tachton
also, they kept on, I hear all the slichas that they had. Okay. So you have a third example. Okay. Well, what it says really is that a person should fall asleep mitach divrei Torah. We have guys in base measures who do that every day. It says that you should fall asleep. We go to sleep at night. You should fall asleep thinking the very Torah. So if you say Kriya Shema, you fall asleep in Kriya Shema. Now my nature is I usually don't fall asleep while I'm talking. I don't know. I'm just by nature while I'm saying things. I don't think I fall asleep. But if I have a sefer and I'm looking at the sefer, so that's when my mouth is still and my brain is slowly winding down. Remember the old records used to turn it off while the needle was there. So something like that is when I fall asleep. I think that's the way Chazal talk about it, to do it that way. At any rate, the Ramach Evarim are a Shmira. That's a side benefit. I assume it means a Shmira to the spirituality of the person. The last paragraph on the page, Aresh Lam, and Aleph Ksiv. Oz Yavdul Moshe Sholosh Orem Be'ever HaYardin. Oh, that's a beautiful thought. Moshe Rabbeinu separated three Orei Miklat, Be'ever HaYardin, Mizroch HaShemesh, Lona Shomer Reitzeach, Sheyitzach HaSriyeh, Ubevlidas, V'ulay Seidolay, Mitzvah Shulshayim, V'nas Alach, Nahar El Vachai. Okay, there are three cities of refuge on Be'ever HaYardin. V'ach shemefarid shalosh orim shemevar yardein. Shemes be'emes yesh sheish ori miklot. There are 6 ori miklot in total. 3 shalosh be'evar yardein, shalosh be'eretz Yisrael. After it mentions the idea of ori miklot, of cities of refuge, k'siv v'zayis ha'toyr shasam moshel f'nei b'nei Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, B'yur Chazal, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, minayin livrei Torah shein kelten. Haino Torah, divrei Torah also are like an ear miklot, that they rescue people. Shenemar, es batzer b'aminbar, v'ksiv basrei, v'zayis ha'toyr shasam moshel f'nei b'nei Yisrael. B'tzorach b'yur. La'eze inyin kelten divrei Torah. Why does it mean that divrei Torah rescue? Yeshleim, k'may she'ir mikla k'ilet es hayrig nefesh b'shaygig b'lidas. Just like an ir mikla saves someone who kills without thinking unintentionally, she not some gayal adam. But then a hayrig nefesh shalatzmai b'shaygig, someone who damages his own soul. Da'idu she'ovar al-chayv ekrisis u'misibidei shemayim b'lidas. Her ma'abit chelka b'ilam abav, v'chayim ha'nitzchim. He puts into danger his eternal life. Yesh lahatzalav shay aide shiyonus l'divrei Torah hakelti. Lo anu yonus. What are the 6 ori miklat? Unas el sheish ori miklat haynu pasuk shema Yisrael sheish by sheish tevis. It's fascinating. This is a part that says in many a chassidish svarim that the 6 ori miklat for the neshama are shema Yisrael shema lakenu Hashem echad v'chein pasuk baro shem kavay machusay la'ilam vo'ed yesh by sheish tevis. Listen to this. There are additional arbaim v'shtayim ir. So there are 6 major ori miklat and 42 levim cities that are also miklat. Ashigameim kolten makadefish v'shgaga. U'kinegdam yesh membeis tevis b'parshas v'yahavta. So Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, the 6 words are connected to the 6 ori miklat. The 42 words in v'yahavta as Hashem Lekecha are connected to the 42 cities. V'zayis k'may memches ori miklat. Just like the previously mentioned in the Chumash Ari Miklat, Kain Kibalnu Matana Toivah Shal HaTor Shasamash Bnei Yisrael Bebches Tevis HaKoltos Lorei Tzeyachas HaSavi Bivlidas Limiter B'chaperis Kir Miklat. So however that remez is, it's interesting, such a, it's really a Hasidish type of art that he's bringing here, that the 6 and the 42 are Miramiz. This is in the second half to this. Try to remember for tomorrow night. The second half to this var. Someone else wrote 6 of 42. Remember? Okay, I believe that I'll remember the rest of the var for tomorrow. Okay, but tomorrow night we'll pick up on, as he gets into saying Shema, actually physically saying it, which is the next piece that he has.